They pushed on through the morning and into the afternoon, stopping only for a short noon meal of biscuits and salt pork left over from that morning. They took advantage of the halt to water the mules and horses, too. Jamie looked behind him and saw that the Mexican Army patrol had stopped about a quarter of a mile away.
Our shadows are still back there.
Yep, El Capitan is an ambitious fella. You can tell that just by looking at him. He wants more ribbons and medals to pin on that jacket. He figures he can get them by rounding up old White Dog and the rest of the Apaches.
Preacher, I've been doing some thinking about Perro Blanco.
Yeah? What about him?
You remember the other reason we came down here? Besides surveying and fighting Apaches?
You mean finding out for sure that the Apaches killed that young lieutenant? What was his name?
Damon Charlton, the general's son.
Yeah. You reckon Perro Blanco was leading the band that wiped out his command?
Not exactly.
Well, I might have an idea what you're getting at, Jamie. And I got to say, it sounds plumb loco.
Think about it. You know what that farmer Sandoval told us? Perro Blanco's only started stirring up trouble in the past year. It's been a little more than a year and a half since Damon Charlton disappeared down here. The bodies of the rest of the soldiers were found, but his never was.
Well, maybe not, but that don't mean he survived. And it sure as hell don't mean that a white shaved tail army lieutenant could somehow turn into an Apache war chief. Hell, that's plain crazy, Jamie.
Not completely. White captives have been adopted into Indian tribes before. And once a man's been taken into the tribe, he generally has the same rights as if he'd been born into it, including the right to rise to the position of war chief if he can prove worthy of it. There's the name, too. White Dog. The Apaches might have called him something like that if they made him a captive.
Oh, hell. You know good and well the only reason those varmints would have taken the boy prisoner was to haul him back to their village and make him scream his guts out by torturing him for a few days before he died. He's been dead and gone for more than a year now.
Likely, but I reckon there's only one way to prove it.
Find Perro Blanco and ask him.
Yep.
Well, you said you had a feeling he might be waiting for us in the Badlands. Reckon maybe we'll find out before too much longer.